Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, within His makhluk, His creation, Allah ta'ala has created us amongst all of the creation, and we, the human beings, are the ashraf, the superior form of creation. And Allah ta'ala has given us the wealth, the supreme wealth of iman, of belief, and alhamdulillah, such a connection, such a ummah. We are in the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nation, upon which all of the previous nations will be envious. And Allah ta'ala has given us an additional karam and mercy, that for our guidance, to show us the straight way, Allah ta'ala has given us a kitab in our hands. And this is such a jami' and complete and great kitab, that before this no previous ummah received such a great kitab, the greatest kitab, the Quran. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, this kitab is so simple for us, so easy for us to understand and to follow. So these are all ni'mas that Allah ta'ala has given to us, my friends. And despite this, despite all of these ni'mas, if the insan, the human being, is not thankful and not grateful, then tell me what will be his situation in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this kitab that Allah ta'ala has bestowed to us, given to us with His mercy and His blessings, Allah has given us this ni'mah of the kitab, that despite, Allah ta'ala says, all of the circumstances that you face in the world, Allah ta'ala has told us in this kitab that how do we need to live in the world, so that no type of deficit, no form of deficit or loss should we incur in the hereafter. So Allah ta'ala has told us that if you live your life according to this way, then you will get success. And if you don't live that way, then you will earn failure. Allah ta'ala says, in one verse, Allah ta'ala has mentioned this, that Allah ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala has told us that how should we live in this world, how should we spend our time, what should be our status, what should be our occupation and pastimes, everything Allah ta'ala has told us in the Quran. It's a small verse. خَلَقَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala has given us a complete program and schedule, the illa liya'budun. The pious elders, the pious predecessors have done commentary on this verse. They have written beautiful points that me, you, all of us, we have realized that how should we spend our life? What is the objective of our life? We, if we've bent and distorted the meaning of life and this dunya, then we are on the wrong track. But Allah Ta'ala has made everything clear, simple in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has made everything apparent, that this is not the objective: eating, drinking, wife, children, house, shop, business, car. This is not the objective. The objective of life is ya'budun, is Allah Ta'ala's ibadah, Allah's worship. This is our objective and nothing else. That's it. Just like, for example, somebody is told that you need to carry out this duty, I take responsibility for everything else. So you've made it so simple for that person, isn't it? Alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala has told us that don't worry, that everything else, whatever there is, all of that is my responsibility, Allah Ta'ala says. Don't worry about that, but just do one thing, Allah Ta'ala says, that you do my ibadah. Worship me, Allah Ta'ala says. So simple, isn't it? So we are foolish that we leave this. And so many other pastimes, where I'm going to eat from, yar, how is this going to happen, and then what I'm going to do in the evening, where will I earn from, eat from. Allah Ta'ala then gives punishment. Allah Ta'ala says, when you start to worry about the dunya, then Allah Ta'ala sends you into the fikr dunya. Then we become two types of individual. One is those people who have understood that my job is to do ibadah. So what do? Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to do ibadah, worship. So they start to do ibadah and they leave the fikr of the dunya, then Allah Ta'ala fulfills all of the requirements of the dunya. Yes? So there are two types of individuals. And one are those who, they don't come towards Allah's ibadah, they start worrying, yaar, what's going to happen next? My children, what's going to happen? And how am I going to fulfill my requirements? And Allah Ta'ala gives punishment to those people, that they are immersed in the worry and distress, and in no way does Allah Ta'ala allow them to go to the path of worship and remembrance. They go to one problem, to another issue, to another difficulty, and he's stuck. And who are those people? I will say, please forgive me, but the whole of the dunya today, me, you, us, all of us sat here, we sat here in this trick that, oh, let's leave the ibadah of Allah, we've left Allah's worship, we've left Allah's ahkamat, And we run after fikr of roti and chapatis and bread and water, and then the stomach doesn't fill. Allah gives such a hunger, such a disease is created that the thirst isn't quenched. Keep on giving water, keep on giving water, keep on giving water. I don't know what the name of that disease is. So that disease, we have brought it into our life, that the desperateness, desperation for the dunya doesn't cease and end. And this is a punishment that we have rejected this program despite having iman. Despite having iman, we've left the program of life, schedule life. That, for example, this is such a great point that we have shared just now, that it's very clear for us to understand that the normal situation we see in our lives today, that let's take the biggest ibadah, the biggest salah. How do we treat salah? Forget about the rest after that. Let's just take one ibadah. Allah Ta'ala has told us that you should be busy and occupied in worship. But what have we done with our salah today? Have we treated our salah today? How many people are there who don't leave their shops, their business, their beds, their sleepiness? They are living near to the masjids, very close to the masjids. Such countries, Allah Ta'ala has established masajid in different places in the world. Allah Ta'ala has given us facilities, resources, so there's no excuse. But despite all this, look at our hal. That one ibadah, how have we treated salah? Liya'budun is very far away distant. So what will be the conclusion of such a qawm, a nation? What will happen to us people? We should wake up, pull ourselves together. Life is short. We have to depart this world. We have to go to thereafter. And people are departing this world, and we will have to depart as well. And how we sat here with a guarantee of success? Allah Ta'ala says, if somebody says to me, ask me, who gives rizq? Allah. Who gives health? Allah. Who fulfills all requirements? Allah. I say this, but I don't have yaqeen in this, certainty in this. I don't have yaqeen because I'm still worried about dunya. Yaqeen, the person has yaqeen, will have to have fikr. Alhamdulillah. The pious predecessors, if we look at their lives, not one, thousands of kitabs are mawjood, present. If we read their stories and the events and the incidents, we say they are pious predecessors. Walis wala. In the morning, if they had something, they weren't worried about the evening. If they had in the evening, they weren't worried about where they're going to eat in the morning. They tawakkal Allah, trust in Allah. If they received something, Allah Ta'ala gave something, they were fortunate. They were happy with that and satisfied with that. And I saw such great personalities, friends of Allah with the Fadl Allah in my life, that they didn't have one coin to their name. They had so much tawakkal. They would say that I'm going on Hajj, Allah, and please prepare for me when I come to Hajj. Subhanallah. Our pockets are full of money. Our pockets are full of money. They didn't have one coin. One coin. They didn't have a passport. They didn't have the ID card. I'm telling you the truth. And they didn't have health. I saw in my life such pious walis of Allah, and we'd say, are you going? They said, yes, we're going on Hajj. And they'd say, are you going as well, Hazrat? Oh, at the moment we have no wasail, we have no means at the moment, we have no wasila, but we are just doing tawakkal Allah. We trust in Allah that He will allow us to go. And if you go to a certain place and you may see me there, and we had yaqeen that maybe we will not reach there, but this great wali wala will arrive, because they had such a great assistance that they have the stronger than dollars and pounds. They had yaqeen that we don't have. Tawakkal Allah, that is what was in their hearts and in their lives. And they knew that our planes would get delayed and their plane would arrive before us. In Haram Sharif, they would be seated before we would reach them. So my brothers, these are all words. Today, the small point I'm discussing in your service today, that the big disease we have, is that when a person leaves his objective, then he goes astray. Look, Allah Ta'ala said, what is our duty? إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. You have no function in life except to worship Allah. And we make a mistake here. لِيَعْبُدُونَ, we think, we haven't understood. The pious elders have told us, but we don't understand. This is the problem, isn't it? That if we sit with the pious elders, the walis of Allah, the buzurgs, the ulama, the respected scholars and sheikhs, they've told us, explained to us, but when we listen, we don't understand. We make our own criteria for practice. The meaning of لِيَعْبُدُونَ is what? Ibadah doesn't mean you just pray salah and you've done ibadah. No. Oh, okay, fasting month has come, Ramadan, I've done ibadah. Oh, I prayed salah in the morning and I've done ibadah. I've come for dhuhr and I've done ibadah. No. Alhamdulillah, this is ibadah. But this is not the meaning of this verse. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The pious elders say that this does not mean that this verse means that you just worship the compulsory actions. This means that in your whole life you shouldn't be worried about dunya. In no moment, second, day, month, year of your life should you be breathing in and out of breath where you are not with Allah, where you are not immersed in Allah's remembrance and doing things for Allah. This is إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is no second of your life. No moment of your life should go to waste in which you are not doing the ibadah and the worship of Allah. Don't think ibadah is just certain portions of the day that you prayed in the morning, and then what happens at Zuhr time, do what you want, or you pray Asr and do what you want in between, I do some recitation of the Quran and do what I want after that. No. Oh, I've done some dhikr after that. What about the moments after that? The times between that? Allah Ta'ala said the hours of the day, the minutes of the day, the seconds of the day are so precious. Allah says, I've counted your breaths in your life. And every breath of your life you'll be accounted for. What did you do with your breaths? This is our life, my brothers. This is what we realize when we die and pass away. I remember something about life and death. The Hazrat Anwar Ali Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayhi, great sheikh. And the ulema, the respectful scholars know, you will have heard his name, Hazrat, subhanallah. And when he passed away, a sheikh saw him in a dream. And subhanallah, those people who are pious and close to Allah, and he saw, Hazrat, what happened to you? What happened with you after death? What is the maqam that you attained? Subhanallah, listen to the reply that, yes, the point is correct, that you considered the way I was in the world. And that with regards to ilm and knowledge, and that is equivalent to Shah Wali Allah. Delwi, Rahmatullah Ta'ala gave me that maqam that Allah Ta'ala gave to Shah Wali Allah. Delwi, Rahmatullah. And that time, the maqam, in terms of ilm and knowledge, Allah has kept me on that level. And he was a great alim, he had a great maqam. But when it comes to taqwa, then he was very, very high compared to me. And I'm very behind, my friend. Because taqwa, he worked on his taqwa. And I didn't do as much, I didn't take this seriously. The work of taqwa. This is with regards to tazkiyah. I put a light hand on this. I didn't emphasize on this. And I'm very far behind compared to him on this. But listen carefully. He said that with regards to the akhirah, the hereafter, everything is based on taqwa, the fear of Allah. And today I'm regretting that I'm not comparable to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. Allah ta'ala sent the anbiya, the prophets, the Quran. Despite this, Allah ta'ala sent over on top of that, the walis of Allah until the qiyamah. And they are doing tabliq to us. They're explaining to us, they're propagating the deen. That you saw me, how I lived, and you had yaqeen that I was a buzurg and a pious elder. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same way, through those individuals, explained to us that be alert, be awake, and benefit from those teachings that you are not benefiting from. So taqwa, tazkiyah, rectification, purification of the heart, going to a sheikh, doing mujahida, and making effort so we can wash our inner state and soul. We will understand after death. Did we understand illa liya'budun or not? Illa liya'budun means what? That every moment we need to be occupied with ibadah. We say every moment? That how can I pray salah all the time? How can I observe nafal salah all the time? We have to sleep, we have to wake up. You are right. We are right. And here the ulema, the pious elders have said there are two types of people here. One is that person who is always doing the ibadah, and those who are not doing ibadah, who are not worshipping Allah, Allah Ta'ala is included in the list of the ghafil people. As a sheikh, Hazrat Bahuddin Naqshband, rahmatullahi, Hazrat Sheikh, rahmatullahi, gave the reference of Hazrat Bahuddin Naqshband, rahmatullahi, two great personalities. He said, remember one thing, that a person who cannot do ibadah, every second he will be a ghafil in the hereafter and he will have a big punishment. So don't be under deception that I've prayed salah, I'm pious, I've done everything fine, alhamdulillah. And the faraid, you have to implement them, but you won't rise with the illa liya'budun. The ya'budun are those people who are busy in ibadah every second, every moment. So it was asked, Hazrat, how can I be in ibadah every second, every moment? It's stated that you can be in ibadah every moment. In which way? That same person, that he will come out of the rows of the ghafileen, that person who remembers Allah every moment, every second in his heart, say subhanallah, subhanallah. So ya'budun means what? That physical ibadah, we have to do this, Allah has given us faraid, but total making a connection with Allah and to do ibadah with Allah is to assign our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make our hearts alive with Allah's remembrance. Now tell me, how many people are far behind in this aspect? Do we know that there's a dhikr of the heart, there's a dhikr of the qalb, there's importance of the dhikr of the heart? Then Hazrat Bahuddin Naqshband rahmatullahi said again, he's mentioned a statement that, remember, hear this, that how much loss is there if we don't do this? He stated that even if you're blinking, imagine the example, Hazrat Bahuddin Naqshband rahmatullahi alayhi, that even if a person's blinking, and if he's ignorant of the dhikr of Allah, even for the moment of the blinking of the eye, the loss incurred is that even if he tries his whole life, but he cannot fulfill that gap in remembering Allah when he was blinking his eyes and he doesn't remember Allah. Imagine, blinking of the eyes, even during that time, split second, a person shouldn't be negligent of the dhikr of Allah. And if he or she is, there's so much loss in the hereafter that all life long you can try to fulfill that time wasted. Like for example, you pray Salah Qadha, which is expired, and you cannot make up for it, but you can never compensate for that deed that was missed at that right time. Astaghfirullah. So what is our lives? Look at the basis of our criteria for success, that we think we're successful. And the loss, that the blinking of the eyes, the pious elders have written a beautiful point for this reason, that when a person blinks his eyes and he's devoid of, he's not remembering Allah, then that moment, those few seconds of the blinking of the eyes, there's so much loss, is that shaitan has grabbed you. And he's overwhelmed you, and he will influence you in that moment, that he will make your deen weak, he'll make your iman weak, he'll put waswasa into your heart, into your mind, he'll make your ibadah weak, and inside you the nur, the radiance, the light, he will try to extinguish that, and he will make you busy, occupied in ghaflat, in negligence, in laziness, and then shaitan attacks a person when he is living the life of as a ghafil. So tell me, if a person who doesn't do the dhikr of Allah, those poor souls who don't know what is the dhikr of Allah, how to do it, dhikr of the heart, that there is dhikr qalbi, what about those people? Allah Ta'ala has made this action, Allah has ordered that, remember me all the time. So if I'm busy in the world, eating, drinking, standing, sitting, walking, our heart is there, it's beating and it's in existence. If we made our heart alive with the dhikr of Allah, then it's doing its function. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, sleeping, standing, sitting down, walking, talking. Every moment we should be doing the dhikr of Allah. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala have stated, the standard that all the time, every time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was immersed in dhikr of Allah, there was no moment in which he wasn't doing the dhikr of Allah. And this is the hukum of the Quran, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So my brothers, my colleagues, Alhamdulillah, let's work hard on this. Life is temporary. Allah has given us a great life. Allah has given us many paths. We are working hard on salah. We are working hard on our ibadah, recitation of Quran, tabligh, ta'aleem, propagation of the deen. We come out into the path of Allah. There are thousands of ways we are doing, making effort. But the real effort, Alhamdulillah, all of these actions should continue in parallel. Despite all our actions, there should be no moment devoid of the dhikr of Allah. The heart should always be submitted to the remembrance of Allah. And this is our maqsad, objective. That's why we go to the wali Allah, to the shaykh, to learn dhikr. What other reason can it be? That in our heart we've been told the dhikr through which our heart can be alive, which is called qalb jari. The heart is alive, Alhamdulillah. The shaykh teaches the dhikr of Allah, how to do dhikr of the heart. They give the tarteeb, the methodology, the sequence, the frequency. And then the student works hard on this and his heart becomes alive. So if a student works hard, every moment we should be focused, pay attention to the heart. How much benefit will come? That when a person is occupied in dhikr of Allah, in the heart, when the heart is alive, then his tongue is safe from wasteful discussion. The eyes are safe from wasteful sight. And sins start to decrease. Good actions increase. Be careful of one thing here. Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshbandi Rahmatullah stated that when you grab hold of the dhikr of Allah, and when you start doing the dhikr of Allah, then two tests are there for the individual. And after a person starts to do dhikr of Allah, don't rush, don't haste, don't go in haste with regards to the result. Definitely the result will come, but don't be in a rush, because in this a person, if he's in a rush to get the results, then he starts to lack hope, gets fed up. We should have yaqeen. Allah has promised that in doing dhikr, that praying salah, there's benefit. In doing tilawat of Quran, there's benefit. Don't think there's no benefit. So doing dhikr, definitely 100% there's benefit. Most definitely there's definite and a lot of benefit. And the greatest benefit is a person is not the ghafil, he's the dhakir. And he will come out of the list of those who are ignorant of Allah, and whether he's feeling or not seeing the benefits, but it's stated, sometimes the salik, that person on the journey to Allah Ta'ala's qurb and nearness, Allah Ta'ala with his hikmah and wisdom, and with his wisdom, he gives that person the opportunity to do more effort, and Allah gives delay in giving the benefit, but never should a person lack hope. And our colleagues, they do dhikr, and they say that we're empty, they turn left and right, they say there's no benefit, I'm not enjoying. Never think like this. Rather, Allah has given ni'mah of his dhikr. Be regular, don't leave, don't turn back, don't do a U-turn. Rather than, for example, in the beginning when a person starts to do ibadah, he has josh and passion and energy, then he becomes cool, then sometimes his heart feels like doing dhikr, sometimes it doesn't, but don't leave that action. There's no other path for apart from the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. And so my friends, My friends, the Remembrance of Allah, let's put this into our hearts. And those individuals who have learned this dhikr, for them they have a very big responsibility. That every moment, whatever action we're doing, whatever action, we should be immersed and busy and occupied with the dhikr of Allah. Wherever we are, walking, talking, travelling, always 24 hours a day, we should be focusing on the heart. When a person's heart becomes alive, then this is a very good piece of news here. When the heart becomes alive, then there are two groups of people. One are the dhakirin and one the ghafilin. Then one, we have the ghafilin, those who are ignorant and not remembering Allah. And then we have the dhakirin. The dhakirin have a high status, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. So it's stated that that person who is regular morning and evening in doing the dhikr of Allah, the person who's learned dhikr, he does dhikr of Allah, and he is focusing on his heart, and morning and evening, he is regular in doing dhikr, then it is stated that his name will be cut off the list of the ghafilin and included in the list of the dhakirin. It's a great fact and a great, great opportunity. So alhamdulillah, morning time we have the majlis of dhikr, gathering of dhikr. In the evening we have the gatherings of dhikr. Please attend and take part. What a great, great schedule. In the morning if we do dhikr in the majlis, then Allah will not include our name in the list of the ghafilin. Allah says, I've promised, he's not the ghafil, he's written in the name of the dhakirin in the list. Because he did dhikr of Allah in the morning. Such great name of Allah. Tell me. And if we're not doing dhikr, that's different. What shall we do? Is a majlis of dhikr. I'm not going. And there's, for example, I don't have an opportunity, or we don't have a host or a shaykh and teachers. We'll do dhikr ourselves. That's separate. But subhanAllah, if we're fortunate. But when Allah Ta'ala has given such a great ni'mah, such a great ni'mah, he's made that gathering so easy that you have the environment. And Allah has given you that majlis, the gathering of dhikr. And then your heart is alive to dhikr. And we don't leave our homes to attend the gathering. We don't even leave our homes. We don't drive in our car to go to the masjid. Remember, then Allah Ta'ala will give severe consequences to those people who are not thankful. This is not a game. This is not a game. In the hereafter, we'll realize Allah says the adab comes in the world. That this person is so ungrateful, he's not thankful, he's disrespectful, but the means that all day long and night, I look after his deen, I give him food and health, Allah says, and I look after his children, and thousands and hundreds of thousands of difficulties and problems, Allah Ta'ala says, I steer them away from this person, I delay or I annul the illnesses, and he is useless, my dhikr is being performed close to him, and he's not sitting in the dhikr of Allah, he's daring to do this, tell me. So never allow this to occur, my brothers. If there's a majlis, a gathering of dhikr, and we can attend it, then go there, take part, and make your heart alive to the dhikr. We'll do this, my brothers. Never be lazy, negligent. This is for our benefit. This is for our benefit of our akhirah and the dunya. This is the hukum in our lives. Allah Ta'ala said, remember me all the time and do my dhikr. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the capability, and the ability. Ameen.